Okay, so we also want to know what the bond angles are, because we know that molecules are not always in straight lines, and they have a certain shape where there's an angle between certain molecules. The process is the same. You choose an arrangement of molecules. You put the nuclei in a certain position. You calculate the energy. You move them. You calculate the energy again and keep going. Usually you need some idea of what the molecule looks like to start with, because there's a pretty big space of possibilities if you don't know. But often you have some idea what the shape of the molecule is, and then you can calculate quite precisely what the angles are by solving this molecular orbital problem for multiple angles and see which one has the lowest energy.
And it's not just